the Ugly. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge, and thank you very much. The sun is going down over the Rocky Mountains. It's been a nice sunny day, probably 65 degrees. Golfers running around the golf course, and some of the skiers still skiing at A Basin. Quite amazing out here. You can ski in the morning and play golf or ride your bicycle in the afternoon right here in Denver, Colorado. And, of course, a lot of other things are going on. And, really, it's another rendition of Connecting the Dots. And I want to thank each and every one of you. I've had quite a few folks send in their orders for the T-shirt, the 21st Century Paul Revere Ride T-shirt. And for those of you who would like to get a copy of that T-shirt, you can certainly go to the 21st Century Paul Revere Ride.us. You can see the T-shirt. It says Stop Illegal Immigration on the front, numbersusa.com, and on the back it has the fantastic logo of the Paul Revere riding across the eastern seaboard with one lantern in his hand and, of course, three motorcycles finishing right behind him, and it says Paul Revere Ride Summer of 2006. I guarantee you that T-shirt will create all sorts of discussions. You'll make all sorts of new friends, and you will really be able to help educate people. I also send out with that T-shirt graphs and an action letter that you can actually just hand out to friends or anyone who wants to get you into a conversation because you're wearing the T-shirt. I wear it all over the place, and it gains a lot of attention. You can give your name, give your address, and the size of the shirt. $15 will include the mailing, first class to you, priority, and it will get to you in no time. And you can send that 21st Century Paul Revere Ride at P.O. Box 207. That's P.O. Box 207, Louisville, Colorado, 80027. State your size. Make sure you have a return address. And check or money orders just fine. And I'll get those T-shirts out to you, and you will help keep funding the Paul Revere Ride, which, of course, cost a lot of money for us last summer as we rode through 48 states, 48 capitals, and 20,000 miles. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. This is going to be a great evening. We're going to have the executive director of Numbers USA, Roy Beck. He's just an extraordinary man. I consider him and his wife dear friends. I've known him for, gosh, 7, 8, 9 years now, and he has been leading the charge across America. But at the same time, we're not going to get to him here for a few moments, and I hope you'll want to start calling in because he will raise a lot of questions. 1-800-313-9443 is that phone number for you. And also, I'd like to steer you to another of my friends who's now becoming part of the Republic Broadcasting host family, and that's Ken Ludwig. Ken Ludwig is having his show on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 6 o'clock. And he's really got a great show, and it really is one that will give you a tremendous amount of positive. He's a personal coach is what he is, and he just brings some tremendous gifts to each and every one of his listeners. So Ken Ludwig's show is right there for you, and so I really recommend listening to it on Mondays, Wednesdays, and on Fridays at 6 o'clock on Republic Broadcasting Network. At the same time, make sure you get those pens and papers out because always we want to provoke questions. We want to connect the dots. And MinutemanHQ.com, FireCoalition.com, WeHireAliens.com, NumbersUSA.com, TheSocialContract.com. Make sure you order the Social Contract quarterly, $25 a year, and you're going to be right on top of everything. It's a tremendous publication. FairUS.org, Alipac.us, that's Alipac.us. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge. We'll be right back after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The good, the bad, and certainly the ugly. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are looking and listening and understanding what's going across the nation right now, you've heard some pretty wild things on the TV in the last couple days. This Senate Bill 1348, the massive amnesty of Z-Visas, Z-Visa 1, Z-Visa 2, Z-Visa 3, allows illegal aliens to become legal, allows them to bring in all of their family, then also allows them in a Z3 visa to bring in all of their relatives and you name it. Robert Rector, and if you want to go hear that particular interview with Todd Hartley for the early part of this week, go to phxphoenixnews.com, phxnews.com. You can hear that particular rendition and really great interview by Todd Hartley with Robert Rector of the Heritage Foundation, and he said that if this thing goes through, Senate Bill 1348, then we can expect up to 103 million more people added to the United States of America by 2027, just 20 years from now. And of course, as I've said in the past, my figures show from the Fogel-Martin March 206 U.S. population projections, we'll add no less than 100 million by 2040, which is 33 years from now. So one way or the other, this human Katrina is going to be affecting everyone at every level. If you noticed, this week I was published on Tuesday at Wednesday, Human Events. So if you get a chance and you want to go on humanevents.com, you'll see some of my work right there. And, of course, I always publish on the great newswithviews.com, rinse.com, Morty'sCabin.com, FederalObserver.com, OpEdNews.com, and, of course, AmericanChronicle.com. Make sure you go to PatriotUnion.org. That's PatriotUnion.org, Balance.org, certainly CarryingCapacity.org. The key here is that you are making great impact by joining these websites, and it's for free, and you get to send in those faxes. Please tell all of your friends, because NumbersUSA.com right now is sending in over 1 million faxes a month. The membership is just jumping. In fact, all of the immigration groups, some of the ones that I talk about and the ones that I don't talk about, have jumped 20% membership just in the last, 14 days. 20% membership. And, of course, that needs to happen. And we need to dump another 20% in the next 14 days, because we're facing a juncture in the United States of America. The history of this nation is in so much trouble. If this Senate is allowed to pass the Senate Bill 1348 that gives automatic amnesty, path to citizenship, it allows all of the rapists, all of the drug smugglers, all of the MS-13 gangs, all of the people that have come here illegally, the forgery people, the drug smugglers, all of them get to come here and now become part of the American tapestry, because these senators are going to give them a pass. I mean, it's going to give them a buy. And really, what really makes me upset, or kind of makes me a little bit sick about the whole thing, is that when you sit here and they call these illegal aliens, they call them undocumented immigrants, and or they call them any other things that they call them. I think calling an illegal alien an immigrant is like calling a drug dealer a pharmacist. And so you can imagine, everybody keeps using and changing the language, but we know what's happening out across the nation right now with all the consequences we're facing and all of the situations that are going on out there, all really degrading the American dream, not only for well, it doesn't make any difference who you are. You can be white, you can be black, you can be brown, red, or yellow. Black Americans are being taken out right now, jobs displaced, working poor going down the tubes. Hispanic Americans are suffering under this onslaught. And, of course, regular Americans of every race, creed, and color, white, brown, black, yellow, you name it, this thing is going to get ugly then uglier, and so it's really important that you start taking action. Now, one of the men that I work with and that I've been working with for quite a few years now has been at the forefront of the battle to get these borders secured, to get immigration numbers changed, both legal and illegal. The one misnomer that most people think, well, legal immigration, it's okay. Well, the problem with legal immigration is it's still bringing in well over 1 million people per year. And then once those legal immigrants come in, they can, of course, bring in more and more and more and more. Chain migration is just humongous. It's off the charts. And as I've said, it's going to create a population overload, a human Katrina, that this nation will not have a chance to recover from if we let it continue. And so out in the forefront of this is a writer, is a journalist, is a friend of mine. He is the executive director of NumbersUSA.com. He heads a capital team that's fantastic. He also has created a video that any and all of you could write me, and I'll get you a copy of it, or you can go to NumbersUSA and get a copy. And that's www.numbersusa.com, NUMBERSUSA.com. And it's called Immigration by the Numbers. And this is by Roy Beck. And it's a bubblegum machine type of a visual. And the audience, you can see the audience just sit there almost appalled, aghast, flabbergasted, as Roy Beck goes through this gumball exhibition of what it means to continue the massive legal and illegal immigration into this country. And so some of his staff, Ann Menetez, certainly Rosemary Jenks of Van, and a few others that I've known down through the last number of years, they're there. And if you go to the website, you will be highly educated. So joining us this evening, the executive director, the president, really the founder of Numbers USA, is Roy Beck. Roy, thanks for joining us this night, and I really appreciate you coming on board.
Hey, Frosty. All hell is breaking loose here in Washington, D.C.
Yes, I know it is. Could you just give us a rundown, Roy, on what's happening, what can be done, what you're doing, and what the listeners across America can do?
Well, as I'm sure you've talked about, with the Bush Kennedy amnesty bill started that on Tuesday, so we just finished 3 days of debate. Lots of amendments to this disastrous bill. Almost all of the good amendments have failed, and there have been a couple of bad amendments have passed. But this bill is not perfectible. There's really no amendment that you could do to this bill that would make it something worth doing. Because, as you say, it's not only an amnesty for all of these millions of illegal aliens. This is an amnesty first bill. It's so funny because a lot of these senators, especially some of these Republican senators, like Senator Isaacson and Chambliss of Georgia, Senator Kyle of Arizona, last year they said we ought to have an enforcement first bill.
Right.
Now I never liked that. I said we're against enforcement first bill because that always meant that after you had enforcement, then you could have your amnesty.
Right.
But at least they wanted enforcement first. Well, instead, they have come up with a bill that is an amnesty first bill. The very first day after this bill passes, the first thing that happens is the first day that an illegal alien walks into an office and signs up, the government has 24 hours to do a criminal background check on them. And 24 hours later, the government has to give them, if they're not major criminals, the government has to give them a provisional status, which means they've got a work permit and they got a legal right to live in this country. And that legal status can never be taken away, even if the government never does one thing on enforcement. So it may end up being an amnesty only bill, but at the very least, it's going to be the amnesty happens, enforcement could happen several years later, it may never happen. So this is just it really is such an incredible slap in the face of the American people. One of the things that is especially galling is the president. I use this imagery, and I think it's so true, and that is President Bush has held the security of our nation hostage since 9/11. Basically, after 9/11, he said, everybody looked at him and said, we got to have border security. And he said, yeah, we got to have border security. And immediately he used 9/11 as a leverage he thought, aha, this is the way I'm going to get my amnesty, because that's the chief thing he's wanted since he got elected. So he said, okay, after 9/11, we got to have border security. I will give you border security if you give me an amnesty. And Congress wouldn't give him an amnesty. And he has held our border security hostage. And he's basically said, Congress, you've got to pay a ransom. You got to pay a ransom for this border security. And now that the Democrats have taken charge, he's found somebody who's willing to pay the ransom. And so the Democrats, with a few Republican senators who kind of turncoated on the American people, they've come up with the ransom, and that's what this bill is. The fact is that in exchange for the amnesty, the president promises that in this bill says the president will do the things that the law already requires him to do, and the president will do the things the law already allows him to do, with only a couple exceptions. There's mandatory workplace verification that's added, and that's very important. But for the most part, it's what an incredibly crazy bargain. The president's supposed to be doing this anyway. Why do we have to pay him ransom to provide what the Constitution and the oath that he took on the Bible says he should be doing, which is to provide the security of our borders and the security of the American people from invasion? Everybody, FBI, anywhere you go around the world, the last thing you do with a kidnapper or a blackmailer is to pay ransom. And that's the message that the American people have to send to their senators. And they say, do not bargain and negotiate with this president.
You really can't. Thank you very much, Roy. We're going to be right back here after a two-minute commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Roy Beck, Executive Director of Numbers USA, and he'll be right back after this commercial break. Thanks for joining us on Connecting the Dots.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. I'm speaking with Roy Beck, the executive director of Numbers USA. And Roy, you're saying that, of course, if this thing goes through, all hell at this point is breaking loose on the Capitol Hill, but all hell is going to break loose across the American landscape. Could you give the listeners out there some really consequences that we face if this thing passes?
Well, I mean, every law enforcement official will tell you that, in general, if you reward law-breaking, certainly if you turn away and just sort of ignore law-breaking, but even more so if you reward law-breaking, you'll get more law-breaking. And that's been our experience in the past. We've had seven amnesties starting in 1986. 1986 was the big blanket amnesty, which is a lot like the blanket amnesty that's happening now. But there were also six other amnesties in the 1990s for Haitians, for Guatemalans. There was these smaller amnesties. In every instance, once the amnesty was given, the illegal immigration increased among the people. Like if when they gave a Nicaraguan amnesty, well, you got more illegal aliens coming from Nicaragua. So we've got 12 to 20 million illegal aliens by most estimates, and but who really knows? Once those people all step forward, they send the word about everybody around the world will know that how wonderful it is to break the immigration laws. We can expect a tremendous rush on the border. Now, the supporters of this Senate bill, they claim, yeah, but they won't run on the border like they did last time because this time we really mean it. We're really going to enforce the law. You know, everybody remembers the cartoons. Every every fall, Lucy would hold the football for Charlie Brown.
Right.
And every he says, no, I'm not going to do it because you always pull the football away. He says, no, I won't pull it away this time. And, of course, every time she says, well, that's the President Bush. It's like, well, yeah, for 6 years I've refused to enforce it, but this time. So that big argument is this time it's going to work. And for years we've heard people say, well, if there's ever going to be an amnesty again, it's going to be enforcement first. And that's why what I said a while ago, the fact that Senators Kyle, Senators from Arizona, Senator Chambliss, and Senator Isaacs from Georgia, for years they said, oh, no, we would never do this. We'd at least have to see that the enforcement's working. Well, they presented a bill that gives the amnesty first. So why should we trust any of these guys? And the answer is no, you shouldn't, because we're going to get a run on the border. The other thing that happens is that we've got a chance to move these people out of the country through attrition, through enforcement, and taking away the jobs magnet. A study by the Center for Immigration Studies suggests that over about a five-year period, under aggressive enforcement, about half the illegal population would go home. Now, that's a tremendous savings because every one of these illegal alien households is costing the taxpayers a net of $20,000 a year. So if a town has a lot of illegal aliens, it's like every household you drive out, you're saving the town, state, and federal government $20,000 net in taxes. That's a great way to make money. This bill, of course, will saddle us, mean that these people will be a tax drain for the rest of their lives, and they're especially going to be a tremendous drain on Social Security. $2.5 trillion just on the Social Security system, a drain. At a very time that we don't need drains on the Social Security system. We need people who are putting real money in. I mean, these people put money in, but see, they grow old too. So every aspect of our life is going to get worse. For people who don't like to have big government, this will be the largest expansion of entitlement programs and of government in American history. There will be a gigantic increase in government bureaucrats, government payrolls to be able to take care of and to deal with not only all of these people, but all of the people who come after them. So it's a disaster in so many ways, and especially it's a disaster in terms of the population growth that will crowd out ours and our children's and our grandchildren's future. Environmental damage, the sprawl, the loss of natural habitat. If you live in some of the really glorious parts of the country, you better go out and camp and cross country ski and take advantage and see the landscape right now, because even if nothing has changed, immigration is going to pretty much destroy that over the next 30 years just because of the numbers. But this bill is going to make it far worse.
Yeah, it really is going to make it far worse. And those numbers on the finances, of course, are really, Robert Rector of the Heritage Foundation said $2.4 trillion just to take care of all of these new legalized illegal aliens. And, of course, no one really knows, because if the numbers are even greater, say 25 million, they've been saying 12 million for the last 6 years now in the Bush administration. Does that mean nobody has come in here? Well, guess what? Time magazine stated back in 2004 that 3 million were coming across the borders every year illegally. And that means, boy, in this country, a whole bunch of people that we don't even know about are going to step up. Can you give a feeling for, is this thing going to get past the Senate? And then is it going to get past the House and become law? And if so or if not, what can the listeners out there do concretely that they can do effectively to make change here before before what I call a human Katrina hits?
Well, you know, listeners to talk radio know that there's always a crisis. There's always an important issue. And it's hard for American citizens to, I mean, you know, we have jobs, we have families, we have other things to do than just, that's why we have a representative government. Whoops, I hear music.
Can you stay with me just five more minutes, Roy?
Okay, you bet.
Okay, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Roy Beck, the director of NumbersUSA.com. We'll be right back after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Thank you for joining Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Woolridge, out of Denver, Colorado. I'm talking with Roy Beck of Numbers USA. We're going to get him just for five more minutes. Roy, if you could, please. I've got a caller from Massachusetts. Jeff from Massachusetts, you have a question or comment for Roy Beck.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Jeff.
Going fine.
Yes. Now, as far as illegal immigration is concerned, I mean, what would happen if illegal immigrants voted in for a foreign president and they changed the laws that we would have a foreign president? Wouldn't our cities in America look like Lebanon and places like that? Because Lebanon is under Syrian rule.
It seems like a far-fetched idea that foreign nationals could really take control of our government, and it would be very difficult to change the Constitution in terms of voting in a foreign president. But it has happened before that the foreign-born have taken over. For instance, I did some history on Wisconsin around 1905. There were so many German immigrants in Wisconsin that the German immigrants totally took over the state government. They flipped over. They threw out the native born that were in power, And it was really a German-run state for several years until World War One broke out. So it can happen when you bring in so many people from one place. And we have about three countries where we're just bringing in incredible numbers, Mexico being one. It's just not healthy. And then when you bring in, you know, over two-thirds of them are speaking one language, very dangerous. Frosty, you know, in terms of what people can do, I just want to say, I was starting to say that people are so many appeals are made to everybody, but this is something that people got to understand. This is not a minor thing. It's not something that could happen in the future. This is happening right now, and the Senate is determined. You've got the most powerful forces in America. In fact, it's all the powerful forces in America are lined up to pass this amnesty, to flood our labor markets with foreign workers, to hold our wages down, and to totally congest our lives forever in increasingly miserable conditions. They are going to do this unless the only thing that could stop them is grassroots. It's constituency pressure. The great news is that since last Thursday, everybody has been admitting, every senator has been admitting, that they're getting like 200-1 calls, 200-1 against this amnesty. Now, that's not going to be enough to stop them. Frankly, it's got to be 1,000-1, and people are going to have to start showing up at their offices. What can they do? www.numbersusa.com. Numbersusa.com. We were set up specifically to make it easy for busy Americans to exercise their citizenship. You come onto our site, everything is free. A lot of services, they'll do it for pay. We offer it for free. We provide you with messages that we think your members of Congress need to hear. Once you've sent those messages, we send you alerts, let you know what your member of Congress is doing. We grade their actions. And it's up to you which messages you send. But you also have lots of choices of messages. You can modify them to fit your own purposes. But we provide it so that last year our Numbers USA, we handled over, I guess it's over 4 million faxes into Congress last year. And in addition to that, we give people talking points to make phone calls, and increasingly we're trying to help people visit the actual offices back in your states of the senators and the congressmen. This is the only language they understand that can beat the big money that is paying them to open our borders. So it's not hopeless, but I'm telling you, we are going down the tubes unless a lot more American people step up. It's not good enough to listen to Frosty regularly tell you how bad things are, and then tell your friends. Yeah, it's good to tell your friends how bad things are, but you can't just sit around and gripe. You've got to do something, and you've got to directly put that message to your members of Congress.
Can I contribute to this?
Yeah.
Oh yes. What would happen if one nuclear weapon goes off in Washington D.C. or Boston or New York? I mean, martial law would come in, and everything would be put down the tubes. And the state I live in, Massachusetts, this state is hopeless. I mean, Ted Kennedy's been getting in, no matter what people say in this state.
Yep.
I mean, this state is the most liberal state in America. What would you say for a guy like me and my state?
It's hard when we got a lot of members who have both their senators and their member, the House of Representatives have F grades. My thing, though, is that you can always help. If a person is always an F, and they're an aggressive F, it is possible to get enough pressure on them for them to be a passive F. And then a passive F can be turned into a D-. We've seen it happen. We've seen people like Senator Brownback, Republican from Kansas. He was a horrible, aggressive F. And the people of Kansas put enough pressure on him that he became kind of a passive D, grade D guy. And that helps in Congress. One of the problems is a lot of these guys like Kennedy. Well, Kennedy is hopeless. I will admit he's pretty hopeless. But that's true of almost no other person. But I just say, you know, you got to keep the pressure on. We've let too many of these liberal Democrats, we've stopped calling them because we think they are hopeless. And, we've got to make sure that every one of them know how outraged we are. You know, even though you're in Massachusetts, you know, the amazing thing is that the Massachusetts legislature, was it last year, turned down the in-state tuition for illegal aliens. That was incredible. It would look like it was going to sail through. Talk radio went crazy in Massachusetts. The people rose up, and they stopped it. So it's possible to do things even in places it seems impossible.
Well, that's very true. Well, Jeff, thank you very much. I appreciate you listening in from Massachusetts, and thanks for the questions. You've just got a couple of minutes left, Roy. I know you got a busy, busy schedule, and I'm just so thankful that you came on the show tonight. Can you just give the listeners some point blank what to do before you leave so that they can get that pencil and paper out and copy this stuff down, and then they'll have some great information from you, and also this gives them the action that they can take.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Frosty, that's I know how hard it is for people to take information down, so that's it really is one-stop shopping. You go to www.numbersusa.com. Not only do we provide all of the faxes and the phone numbers and the phone notes, but in addition to that, on the homepage, you'll see the link, and we're following every single amendment. So you can go in there, and you'll see every amendment that's been voted on. You'll have a link that'll show you how your senators voted. It'll show you the amendments that are coming up as soon as they come back from the break. Everything you need to know. It'll show you the numbers, how the numbers are changed by this bill. Everything you need to know is on that website, so you don't have to really remember anything other than www.numbersusa.com. And we're not the only one that know what's going on. And one of the things you get on that site is the ability to link in to other resources. But the great thing is that because we've got a lot of our members, activists have been with us for years. They make donations, and we always ask these people donate so other people can do it. There's never an entry fee. And you can use it forever without paying, because we don't want any citizen to not have their voice heard in Washington D.C. And every voice needs to be heard. Frosty, I really appreciate the tireless effort that you make. Nobody's probably or very few people have worn their seat out as much as you have in spreading the message, and I don't know that I don't know how many people would want to, but it's great that you've stuck with it. And there are times you've been working on this at times before it became really the top front page issue, but it is. It's the front page story now, and the president thinks that we're all fools. And I guess it's time for us to show him otherwise. Thanks a lot, Frosty.
Thank you so much, Roy, and hello to Shirley tonight, and just thank you for all your time and work. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Roy Beck, the executive director of NumbersUSA.com. He's also the author of quite a few books on immigration. He is the stalwart voice there in Washington, D.C., speaking for you, along with Ann Menendez and certainly Rosemary Jinks and the Capitol Hill team for Numbers USA. So we are so fortunate. We are so thankful that he's on board and he's making things happen. And again, go to his website, numbersusa.com. That's www.numbersusa.com. NUMBERSUSA.com. And that is truly one-stop shopping. The faxes that you will be signing on to are very professionally done. You can put a PS and put your own thoughts at the bottom of those faxes. And that, with a punch of the button, just 5 minutes a week, really 3 minutes a week, you will be one of the millions of faxes that go into your House reps, your senators, the president, some of the top people on the Hill, saying this is what you want to happen as an American citizen. And the fact is, you can change history. If you have any questions or you have any comments, call us right now, 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And, of course, I'll try to give you some information or answer those questions, because Roy Beck and that team on Capitol Hill is working their tail feathers off. I've gone to Washington, D.C. now the last 7-8 years every fall, and I know most of the people working in Numbers USA, they are tireless. They are highly creative. They're the ones that are doing all the work on the Hill, giving the report guard grades, showing you. You can see exactly what your senator and or your House, your two senators and your House rep is doing. You can see what any of them are doing. And as Roy Beck said, we are in a juncture. We are at a juncture, the greatest crisis facing the United States since the Civil War. And if this thing goes through, it means that we're going to be swimming in a massive human soup of citizens and people and poverty and consequences of adding, as Robert Rechter said, 103 million people in just 20 years by 2027. And even if it doesn't get here by 2027, it's definitely going to be here by 2040, which is just a lightning bolt of time away from us, just 33 years. So either scenario is really catastrophic. And this past week already, I have called all 100 senators. It took me 2.5 hours, and it was interesting. I got to talk to the aides of 90 of those senators, and 10 I left phone messages. And I told them, I asked them, I said to them, what do you think is going to happen when we add 100 million people to this country? What are your children going to do when we're out of water, out of gasoline, out of fresh air, out of any kind of quality of life? Standard of living drops down to that of a second or third world country. And some of them wanted to go to the website, my website, frostywooldridge.com, and they went right on the website right immediately. Another thing I've done, and I want you to listen to this, I invite you to listen to this, is that I'm now writing, and you can go to Google it, the top 100 newspapers in the country. You can Google them, and here's what I am writing and sending them a packet of information. Dear Mr. So-and-so of the San Francisco Chronicle, dear Mr. So-and-so, you prove a respected, savvy, and balanced media manager in a changing world. Because of your varied experiences, I ask your opinion while enlisting your ideas. Many dangers exist for American civilization, some immediate, some long-term, and some more insidious. Overpopulation includes the former and the latter. In 1960, when 196 million people inhabited America, unlimited growth seemed a good thing. Now that we house 300 million people in our nation, we suffer accelerating dilemmas to our highways, air, water, hospitals, schools, and our civilization. Water, fresh air, food, and space can no longer be taken for granted. The U.S. Census Bureau reports we'll add 100 million people by 2040, a lightning bolt 33 years from now. While the U.S. Chamber of Commerce takes one view, a growing number of world-class experts issue other warnings. And, of course, all you have heard many of them. Global warming, fisheries collapsing, polluted air, species extinction, acid rain. It goes on. Next paragraph. Strategic planning keeps errant population growth from causing serious troubles for any civilization. Schools, pools, playgrounds, planes, buses, highways, and hospitals reach their design limit, and customers suffer when exceeding the carrying capacity. The impacts tend to sneak up on us, as they do in many causes, as do the many causes. Essentially, America faces a human Katrina. Now, the question is, and this is what I'm telling and writing each one of these publishers, the top 100 publishers and editors, can we sustain an added 100 million people in 33 years? Can we add another and sustain another 100 million beyond that, and then another 100 million beyond that? In the past 33 years, I've bicycled 100,000 miles across 6 continents and 6 times across the USA, from the Arctic to the South Pole. I've seen what races to our shores, up close and ugly. India and China proved the most chilling. In my 2005, I bicycled from the Arctic Circle, Norway, to Athens, Greece. I saw Europe flooded with immigrants. My travels introduced me to areas of intense suffering by hundreds of millions, brought in the main by population density and no strategic plan. Being up close and personal with starvation, rampant disease, and pestilence stunned me, and it did, ladies and gentlemen. The faces of the starving children and elderly remain etched in my mind. You know, most Americans just read about the fact that 8 million people starve to death every year on the planet, and that's year after year right now, and about 10.5 million children under the age of 10 die of starvation or starvation-related diseases. But it doesn't seem like it's real if you just hear about it. But I saw it. Now, my life then shifted as my writings trended toward the topic of responsible stewardship, an internal drive to help my crewmates on spaceship Earth to get a grip and avoid unnecessary consequences. Mr. Publisher, Mr. Editor, do you think America needs a U.S. population strategic plan? If so, I invite you to publish my 35-part series, The Next Added 100 Million Americans. It's thorough, it's documented, and compelling. If not, please engage your own staff for a similar series. We're in great danger, and we're in greater danger than we realize. If not you, then who? If not now, when? Like Hurricane Katrina, if we wait, our children become victims or survivors. You can blow this letter off. However, your children stand in the crosshairs of history. You can change history by your actions today. Kindest regards, Frosty Wooldridge, and, of course, my address and my website. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to write such a letter, I would give you the information and also the facts and figures from the projecting the U.S. population of 2050, the Fogel-Martin report, and also the maps and the graphs. So that's my input. I'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address. PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Thank you.
Clint Eastwood riding in on the good and the bad and the ugly right now and smoking that stogie. You've heard some great information from Roy Beck, and I appreciate your calls. We've got Ken in New York. Ken, you have a question, sir.
Good evening, Frosty.
Good evening.
It was great to meet you at the Hold That Feet to the Fire rally.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
I might not remember. I was in Lafayette Park with all of you. And
oh, yes.
I held up the Stop the Truck Invasion sign and offered it to you. That was the only time I was able to talk with you at all, but there was so much going on, and it was a great event.
Yes,
I wish there were more people, but we still got about 500 people, I think, that were there, and
yeah.
I think we made an impact. You know, listening to Roy Beck, and he's been great on the issue, and Rosemary Jenks works for Numbers USA.
Yes, she does.
And I think she said on Lou Dobbs' broadcast that this is largely about who we are as a nation, just like Samuel Huntington's book, Who Are We?
Right.
And I think this is one big part of the debate that hasn't been talked about enough, and that is of the estimated 12 to maybe 20, 25 million people here illegally, 80% of them are Latin Americans. And legalizing them will greatly increase their numbers in this country. They're already the largest minority group now in the country. They surpassed blacks a few years ago. And this is why I think we see the leadership of both of the parties pandering to La Raza and LULAC and all of these groups. So I think if more and more Americans who are seeing more and more of the bilingualization of the country, and you can't call a White House agency now without the recorded message saying, you know, in Espanol, press 2, and they see all the Spanish radio stations in big cities or all over the country. And people are starting to get alarmed at this, saying, we don't want to live in a Spanish-speaking Latin American society. So I think that has to be stressed a lot more as this debate now continues. And even though it's been said, and you know, you've mentioned it a few times, I think it has to be said more, because that is the main reason why I'm in this fight along with you, but I'll speak for myself. The main reason why I'm against it, the amnesty, is because it's rewarding lawbreakers. But another big reason is, what will it do to the culture and the demographics and the society of this country? So that has to be stressed, I think, with a lot of people on the fence that are unaware that 80% of the illegals are Latin American. And what do you think about that take?
Well, your take, Ken, is exactly correct, and thank you for joining us there in Lafayette Park. And it was just an honor to meet you and every one of the patrons there. And I'm thankful that enough people are standing up right now. But understand that Seymour Lipset said that bilingual, bicultural societies just do not mesh. They don't make it. They're not making it in France. They're not making it in England right now. They're certainly not making it in Belgium, and they're not making it in Holland.
Canada
is really committing national suicide also. And so if this thing passes, I think it will be the death knell for the United States of America,
right,
and that we as a nation will no longer be a single nation.
Right.
And we will start breaking up and fracturing into ethnic groups and language. Immanuel Kant, the great philosopher, said that the two great dividers are religion and language. So, Ken, I'm right with you on this thing, and we will march again. We'll be shoulder to shoulder. Thanks for calling in from New York,
Ken.
Look
Take
forward
care.
To seeing you again. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Connecting the Dots, and you can see from the callers who are talking on this station that we're in serious trouble. The United States is in serious, serious trouble. Make sure you spread the news of Numbers USA and all those other websites. Go to my website, FrostyWooldridge.com, and make sure you take action. Conviction without action is worthless. Conviction with action changes history. Talk to Susan B. Anthony, Dr. Martin Luther King, Thomas Jefferson, Betsy Ross. Thanks for joining us on Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge from Denver, Colorado. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Count your many blessings, and we are blessed in this country. Let's continue the American dream.